Look around yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun.
One of the things that we really want to focus on in this particular episode is the proofs and the evidences that convince us that what we're doing is the right thing. Before we do any action at all, we have to have the belief in what we're going to do. Otherwise, we would not think it would be accepted. So this is why in Islam, we want to focus again and again and again on the subject of going back to the source. And what is the source? Well, first and foremost, we're going to use some logic. The logic we speak about many times, we talk about a fire because everybody knows what a fire is. You don't have to describe it. Maybe in one language you'll say it's frio, fire, it's hot, something hot, is it? Or is it cold? You know, we know what cold is. This would be ice cubes. Is it nar, when the Arabic word for fire? And it doesn't matter what you call it, you know what it is. A child knows ice is freezing cold. And fire will burn you. So that's a common logic. So when we talk about some of the basic things, and we want to base what we do on logic. And then from there, we'll take one thing after another to establish a trend or a way to know that what we're doing is the right thing. And now, we've established that, let's now consider, what do we believe about God? Is it logical? If you said, well, there are many gods, and some people believe there are many gods. If that were true, then consider how human beings are. There are many of us, and there's always conflict because there are so many of us. We have different ideas, different opinions. If there really were many different gods, what would happen? You'd find these gods competing with each other, fighting with each other. And in this, you would see a great amount of chaos and fitna. Or destruction. So therefore, we'll say that there must really, and this is a conclusion based on logic, there must only be one real God. And so he would have no partners. He would have no other gods beside him. Now, let's look to this. Another logical thing, that the God who created everything, put everything into motion, put everything out where it is, then that same God had a purpose for what he did. And he created us for a purpose. We human beings don't do anything without a purpose. We really don't. We might be crazy, we might do silly things, but still we have a purpose behind each and everything that we do. If you understand that, then the one who created us would have a bigger purpose, and there's no doubt about that. And it should be that he would convey that purpose onto us in a manner that would suit each of us. And that would be between us and him. So there would be a communication available to all of us. It wouldn't necessarily have to be in Arabic. It wouldn't necessarily have to be out loud. For a person who's deaf and not able to hear, there would still be a communication between that person and their Lord. For the one who is blind and not able to see, there would still be a communication between that person's heart and his Lord. Therefore, we will not insist that a person has to be able to see and hear to be a Muslim, because that wouldn't make any sense now, would it? However, there is something for those of us who can see and hear that make it very easy for us to establish our communication. And to bring that to us, there are messengers to give us this message. And those messengers, we'll call them prophets or anbiya in Arabic language, they all brought the very same message. This would be a way, logically, to test if somebody's a prophet. Anybody could come along and say, I'm a prophet. And people do it every day. But if that's the case, let us see if what these people say really matches with other prophets, real prophets. Adam, for us, is the first and foremost of the prophets. Then after that, Abraham, then Moses, and then David, and Suleiman, and Jesus Christ, John the Baptist, Yahya, and, of course, we know Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. Did they all say the same thing? Let's test that first. Did they say the same thing? Yes. There's only one God. Foremost thing, what's the most important commandment? To know, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord, one God. And you have to worship him with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. And where did we get this? This is in the New Testament. What does it say in the Old Testament? Thou shalt, what? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength. The same exact words in the books of Moses. And in the book of Exodus, we find thou shalt not have any other gods beside God. Then we look to the Quran. Allah says in the Quran, he will not forgive people that set up partners with him in worship. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, said the same thing. You must worship God alone without any partners. So therefore, we're going to say that that is an evidence, a clear evidence that anyone who's a real prophet would first call to this, then to call to the righteousness that goes along with that. These would be evidences. Now, we've established something now that makes us feel comfortable. Let's move forward. The Quran claims to be a clear proof in and of itself, an independent proof, not requiring any outside proof. But if you want to use the outside proof, you can do that very quickly, because the Quran has the scientific miracles spelled out in many of our programs. If you'll visit our website, IslamReligion.com, you will be able to see without a doubt the miracles of the science. And you'll also be able to take a chance to visit our website, ScienceIslam.com, and see for yourself again the many scientists, non-Muslims, who examine the evidence coming from the Quran against what they know in their particular discipline, whether it be in embryology, meteorology, in the science of geology, all of them saying the same thing. What the Quran is saying was not known even 100 years ago, much less 1400 years ago, so it must be from Allah. Check out our website, see the videos for yourself, and watch and learn, convince yourself on those scientific evidences. Other evidences that we have within the Quran, the fact that it says nobody can bring a book like it, and nobody's been able to do that in the last 1400 years. Bring even 10 chapters like it, and nobody could do that. Bring even one chapter, and nobody could do that. So once we get past that, let's take another evidence. What about the evidence of Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him? The very things that he taught and predicted at his time are now coming true in our very lives. When he told us there would come a time when the children would be bossing their parents around to the very extent that they would be slaves, the parents would become slaves to the children. And that's happening. He also told us about the great earthquakes that were coming, and every day we're seeing more and more of those earthquakes. He told us it would come a day when the poor, and we're talking about almost naked poor Arabs, the Bedouin, would be competing with each other to build the tallest structures in the desert. And if you go, for instance, to the UAE, United Arab Emirates, in Dubai, the Burj Khalifa is the tallest building in the world today. And many other buildings trying to compete with it. Even now in Saudi Arabia, they're trying to think of a new building to put up that's going to be taller than that. And here again, you look to the desert and you say, wait a minute, why would anybody need to build up when you can, in the desert, you have all this land you can build out. But this is what's happening. These and many more evidences. Again, I encourage you, visit the website, and use the website when you want to convince others of these proofs, these truths that we're talking about. IslamReligion.com. This is one of the best ways to convince yourself and others that in fact, there really is only one God. And what he sent as a mercy to all of us, his prophet, and his very speech, which is in the Arabic language, which is the Quran, the recitation. And it's still there for us today as it was 1400 years ago. This and many more evidences, I encourage you to take the opportunity to open up your heart now. And this is the best proof of all. This is the last and final proof. I always go to this before I wrap it up. Because, you see, this is something you can test for yourself. You can find out for yourself right now. Go inside your own heart. Throw away all the prejudices and the notions and preconceived ideas that you may have had in the past. And just say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to test this out for myself. Nobody knows what I'm saying. Nobody knows what I'm thinking, but I know. And my Lord must know, because if there's a real God, shouldn't he know what's in my heart? And I'm telling you, he does. So all you got to do is just say these words, God, in your heart. Don't move your lips. God, guide me. guide me. Guide me. And that'll be the best proof that you'll ever find. When he begins to guide you, you'll know. And you'll be able to follow through and keep that door open. Keep that opening there for him to keep guiding you. And you'll see, because he'll teach you. And don't forget the website.
Look around yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us? Or are we so blind to push it all aside? No, we just have to open our eyes, our hearts and minds. If we just look right, we'll see the signs. We can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way. Guide us every single day. Keep us close to you till the end of time.